Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
It's 8:49 and a half, and Tom Rogers joins us for the pre-opening market report this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at what's happening in Wall Street as it's starting the day up about 53 points at the latest tick, still reeling from the previous day's big losses. They were expecting sort of a mixed start on Wall Street today with people hesitant to make any major moves after the decline yesterday in the stock market. Some bounce back was possible. The Dow fell more than 4% on Tuesday. The Dow tumbled 382 points. But there are a few economic and corporate earnings reports scheduled for today. So analysts were saying that it was likely investors would continue to flounder and search for any news or hope to grab onto as the market is still in a long-term decline. The sharp drop yesterday was triggered by disappointment in the government's plan to overhaul the $700 billion financial rescue package that Congress passed last fall. Investors were discouraged by a lack of details from Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner on how the government plans to direct more than $1 trillion in public and private aid to support the ailing financial system. The plan's meant to expand the government's efforts to unfreeze the credit markets and encourage more normal lending by banks to consumers and businesses. Right now, the Dow is up 53 points, about a half a percent at 79.42. Bigger gain on the NASDAQ. It's up almost a percentage point, 14.28 points up at 1539. And the S&P is up about 5.75 points at the moment at 832.86. We'll talk about what that may mean for the commodity markets a little bit later with the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
It's 8:51, and it's time now to take a look at our growing areas weather. Here to do that is AM 580 forecaster Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Tom. Well, obviously, we have some weather stories to talk about across the U.S., but the areas in South America where the growing season is well underway. In fact, some harvest may be getting started. We'll talk about that area first. First off, Argentina. They did pick up some rainfall yesterday, and some areas saw greater rainfall than expected with widespread 1 to 2 inch rainfall totals occurring from southern Santa Fe into Entre Rios and easternmost Buenos Aires. Rainfall elsewhere from Cordoba through the remaining eastern half of Buenos Aires varied anywhere from 15 one-hundredths to about 2/3 of an inch. Over the past couple of days, sufficient rain has fallen in the heart of Argentina to improve crop and field conditions, but they will start to see some net drying over the next week to 10 days, and they may start to experience some more moisture stress in areas where precipitation is lacking. Totally dry weather is not expected across all areas in Argentina over the next 10 days, but net drying is quite likely in the vast majority of the nation. Rain potentials will improve over the last 10 days of the month, with the last week expected to be noticeably wetter and possibly cooler. As far as Brazil, scattered showers and thunderstorms occurred yesterday and into the early morning hours, covering about 2/3 of the nation. Rain amounts through midnight had ranged from just a few 1/100 of an inch to about a 0.5 inch in northern Rio Grande do Sul. Almost a full inch occurred in southwestern Mato Grosso. There were some locations, some individual locations, may have picked up as much as 1.5 inches, with a band of thunderstorms occurring overnight in Rio Grande do Sul, bringing some significant rain to at least part of the state's drier areas. Estimated rainfall from 0.5 to 1 inch, with greater totals are possible. No major changes in the forecast for Brazil, with Rio Grande do Sul being done with precipitation through later this morning. No other areas likely to pick up some rain until possibly the 18th. So it looks like a full week of drying across a good portion of that area, with scattered showers developing later in the month. The Argentina weather will now trend drier for the next week to 10 days. Temperatures a little warmer as well. Crop stress will quickly return in areas that did not get the meaningful rainfall over the past week to 10 days. And again, Brazil's crop weather will remain very good over the next 2 weeks. Timely rain is expected in all crop areas, and the majority of it will be sufficient to support crop development. Dryness in Rio Grande do Sul, Bahia, northeastern Minas Gerais will be eased by some timely rainfall for brief periods of time. And well, that's South America. As far as South Africa, summer crop conditions remain in very good conditions over the next couple weeks. China, their rapeseed area may be coming out of dormancy, but cooling this weekend and next week should restrict new crop growth there. As far as the U.S. weather, obviously some big storms across the southern plains moving into the Midwest. The plains rain is gradually ending. Breezy conditions will linger in the wake of last night's outbreak of severe weather. Southeastern Kansas, central and eastern portions of Oklahoma and Texas did see some very heavy rainfall and some severe weather. And the Corn Belt flood watches affecting the mid-Mississippi Valley into the lower Great Lakes. Locally heavy rainfall falling across the central and eastern portion of the Corn Belt. Some complications such as melting snow and river ice are adding to the threat of flooding. And in the south, a band of showers and thunderstorms moving across the lower Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, mild, dry weather will prevail in the southeast. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Overnight prices now from the commodity markets, and we saw a downward trend throughout the evening trading. In Kansas City, March wheat had an opening of 582 and a quarter, down 6 3/4. Last traded down 8 cents. The May 595 down 4 3/4. Last trade down 3.5. The Minneapolis spring wheat contract 649 overnight open. That was down 3 3/4 cents on the open. Last traded down 6 1/4. On the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 553 last night, down 3, last trade down 6 3/4. The May 566 3/4, down 2 1/4, last trade down 6.5. July 579 1/2, down 2, last trade down 6. December of 09 wheat, 627 a bushel, down 1, last trade down 7 3/4. In the corn pit overnight, March corn opened at 373 1/4, down 3.5, last traded down 3 1/4 cents. The May 384 1/2, down 2.5, last trade down 3.5. July 393, down 4.5, last trade down 3 1/4. And December corn for next year, 416 3/4, down 3 3/4, last traded down 3.5. That's December of 09 corn, by the way. In the beans, the March contract opened overnight at 988 1/4, down 5 3/4 cents, last traded down 11 3/4. May beans, 9.95, down 5 1/4, last trade down 11 3/4. July, 10.02, down 5 1/4, last traded down 11 3/4. And November beans, 9.33 1/4, down 5 3/4, last trade down 10 1/4. In the products, March soybean meal at 3.10.70 on the open, down 1.40, last trade down 4 even. The May at 3.09.10, down 1, last traded down 3.50. March bean oil opened at 33.50, down 14, last trade down 17. The May 33.80, down 17, last traded down 17. Joining us now, the pre-opening call, is Steve Schilling with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, sir.
We see the stock market showing a little bit more promise this morning after the big slide yesterday. It's up about 100 points at this moment, or approaching 100 points, the Dow at least. What might that portend for the commodity markets, where a little while ago the calls were for another lower opening?
Well, I think they still are calling them. The last I saw was a lower opening. I think yesterday was a classic example of maybe really what's affecting these markets. You know, we got the report out of the way yesterday. Everybody was calling it higher, and it started out higher. And then once we got that out of the way, there was no real major surprises actually in the report. And they turned to the Fox, CNBC, CNN networks to watch the what was going on in the White House. And it seemed like the more that Geithner and Bernanke and Obama pressed for instant action in the stimulus package and the bank bailout, the more the public panicked. And it just carried over. They were all looking for safe havens. They were moving into long precious metals. Bonds rallied. Dollar was very strong. Crude oil went from $1.50 higher to $2 lower. So, you know, it's just kind of the same old MO. As the session went along, the interest in owning commodities faded.
Is it just going to be more carryover today? I noticed that the beans may be pressured again by the weather news out of Argentina, but is the news really going to be generated by Wall Street?
Well, the early call is lower, like you said, and I guess it's a wait and see how much this thing really does rally. I've got S&P's up a little bit right now. Oil's up a little bit. Dow's up about 67 points right now. So I think we're just going to have to wait and see what happens today. You know, I was reminded coming in today, with most of the snow gone and the muddy fields, we're actually in the acreage battle season has officially began. Corn 1 and 07, beans 1 and 08. In the next couple months, there's going to be a battle for which commodity gets these acres planted.
But that's not going to have a bearing on today's trade.
Well, probably not. I mean, this is a long-term thing. You know, typically we set our lows in February and then rally into the early spring and of course, the summer with all the unknowns and weather and so on and so forth. But I think today we're still going to call this thing lower. Like you said, there was better-than-expected rains in Argentina. We'll probably force corn or beans down, and corn will be a follower.
All right. What's your call today?
Lower at this point. There's just the equity meltdown that we saw yesterday is probably going to carry over. It did overnight in the grains, and those are the early calls this morning. But, you know, these markets are a fickle critter, and they have been the last few year or last few months, so anything's possible.
Any specific numbers for the corn, beans, and wheat?
Just the overnights at this point in time.
All right.
They may firm up as the oil firms and dollar weakens a little more. So we'll just have to get closer to 9:30 and see what outside markets are doing, basically.
Right. Thanks, Steve.
You bet.
Steve Schilling is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Quick look at some of the outside markets right now. March crude oil trading at $38 a barrel even. That is up 45 cents. March ethanol not trading at the moment. RBOB gasoline right now at 128.5. That's up 4. And the Dow again at the last word is... We'll check that quickly here, up 80 points at 79.50. You're listening to WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3, Urbana. Our next report is the opening commodity market report at 9:49.